The Baudelaire stood together for another moment and nodded resolutely, a phrase which here means, try to make themselves stop feeling ungrateful and put on the suits. But even though they didn't want to seem spoiled, even though they knew their situation was not a terrible one at all, and even though they had less than an hour to change into the suits, find Jerome, and walk down all those hundreds and hundreds of stairs, the three children could not seem to move. They simply stood in front of their bedroom doors and stared into their bags from the inn boutique. "Of course," Klaus said finally, "no matter how lucky we are, the fact remains that these pinstripe suits are entirely too big for us." Klaus spoke the truth. It was a truth that might help you understand why the Baudelaires were so disappointed with what was in their bags. It was a truth that might help you understand why the Baudelaires were so reluctant to go into their rooms and change into their pinstripe suits. And it was a truth that became even more obvious when the Baudelaires finally went into their rooms and opened their bags and put on the gifts that Esme had given them. It is often difficult to tell if a piece of clothing will fit you or not until you try it on, but the Baudelaire children could tell the instant they first looked into the shopping bags that these clothes dwarfed them by comparison. The expression dwarfed by comparison has nothing to do with dwarves, who are dull creatures in fairy tales who spend their time whistling and cleaning house. Dwarfed by comparison simply means that one thing seems small when compared to another thing. A mouse would be dwarfed by comparison with an ostrich, which is much bigger, and an ostrich would be dwarfed by comparison with the city of Paris. And the Baudelaires were dwarfed by comparison with the pinstripe suits. When Violet put the pants part of her suit on, the legs of the suit stretched much, much farther than the legs of her body, so it was as if she had two huge noodles instead of feet. When Klaus put the jacket part of his suit on, the sleeves fell far, far past his hands, so his arms looked as if they had shrunk up inside his body. And Sunny's suit dwarfed her so much by comparison that it was as if she had pulled the covers over her in bed instead of changing her clothes. When the Baudelaire stepped back out of their bedrooms and met up again in the hallway, they were so dwarfed by comparison that they scarcely recognized one another. "You look like you're skiing," Klaus said, pointing at his older sister's pant legs. "Except your skis are made of cloth instead of titanium alloy. You look like you remember to put on your jacket but forgot to put on your arms," Violet replied with a grin. Sunny shrieked, and even her two siblings couldn't understand what she was saying from beneath all the pinstripe cloth. "Goodness, Sunny," Violet said, "I thought you were a lump in the carpet. Here, we'd better just tie one of the sleeves of the suit around you. Maybe tomorrow we can find a pair of scissors and—" Sunny interrupted. "Oh, don't be silly, Sunny," Klaus said. "We've seen you in your underwear hundreds of times. One more time won't matter." But Klaus was wrong. He wasn't wrong about the underwear. If you are a baby, your family will see you in your underwear many times, and there's no use being embarrassed about it. But he was wrong in thinking that by saying, Sunny had been complaining about getting undressed in front of her siblings. Sunny's oversized suit had muffled the word she was really saying, and it was a word that still haunts me in my dreams as I toss and turn each night. Images of Beatrice and her legacy filling my weary, grieving brain. No matter where in the world I travel, and no matter what important evidence I discover. It is necessary once more to use the expression dwarfed in comparison in order to refer to what happened after Sunny said that fatal word out loud. For even though Violet and Klaus could not hear what Sunny had said, they learned instantly what their sister had meant. For as Sunny uttered the word, a long shadow was cast over the Baudelaires, and they looked up to see what was blocking the light. And when they looked, they felt everything about their lives become dwarfed in comparison to how trapped they felt. Because this word, I'm sorry to say, was Olaf.
End of Disc 1.